CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton. Ontarians will lose an hour of sleep tomorrow. Clocks will spring forward at 2 a.m. as daylight saving time begins. Most provinces observe daylight saving time. Only the Yukon and parts of Saskatchewan abstain from changing the clock. March break has arrived, and the Canada Border Services Agency expects plenty of extra activity this weekend. The CBSA has a few suggestions if you're going to drive across the border. Planning goes a long way. Try traveling at non-peak hours, like early in the morning or late at night. Also have all of your travel documents ready for when you approach the inspection booth. Border agents also want to remind travelers that even though marijuana is legal in both Ontario and some border states, it's against the law to transport drugs over the border. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs take on the Canadiens in Montreal. In the OHL, the Owen Sound Attack face the Erie Otters, and the Guelph Storm play the Saginaw Spirit. In the GOJHL playoffs, Stratford is in Brantford. Stratford leads that series 1-0, and St. Mary's visits Sarnia. St. Mary's is also up 1-0. In the PJHL playoffs, Wingham hosts Kincardine. Currently, Kincardine leads that series 3-2. And the Toronto Raptors are in Portland to take on the Trail Blazers. The forecast, cloudy today with a chance of drizzle and gusty winds. The temperature is expected to fall to 4 degrees this afternoon. Drizzle could become freezing drizzle tonight. Snow will begin to fall after midnight. The low is -2 with a wind chill of -9. There's a risk of snow squalls tomorrow with a high of -1 and a wind chill of -10. I'm Tamara Thornton. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.